Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Fisting Friday from a very old episode, episode 97.
Hope you're ready to get fisted this Friday and we're here to do that fisting for you. And the fisting is just an audio fisting. We'll be fisting your ear holes. Sounds so painful.
I mean, you can't even do anything.
I know. Baby just fists.
Okay. In case you don't know what this is, we read the results.
Shh, don't mind me. Keep going. They can't see I spilled on myself.
You also have a straw.
That's actually a spoon to stir.
Okay. I was like, I don't understand why we're sipping out one side when there's a straw on the other side.
Yeah, that would actually be pretty stupid.
This is results from votes that we put up, usually the week, but within the week of the episode coming out, which I think it did come out within the week, the votes did. But we took some time off to compose ourselves.
That's a good way to put it.
And so these are the results, as I mentioned, from But Am I Wrong, episode 97. First up is you, and I made these.
So. You did. Kudos to you.
Thanks. I guess I really didn't have to because you had time.
Yeah, apparently. So first up, Megan doesn't understand people that like animals more than people. 31% said I was wrong. 69% said I was not wrong. I didn't know that it was going to be this skewed. And I would like to say a special shout out to the person who thinks I literally like deserve death because I have captured a mouse asterisk in my home. Like,
a rat.
She was livid, being like, I don't give a shit about you. Like, you are a horrible person. You're a fucking murderer. And I'm like, genuinely? Seek help. Like, that is crazy. Mm-hmm. It's giving the same thing of like when people are anti-abortion call people who get abortions murderers, and I'm like, but would you be friends with someone who murdered a 10-year-old or a 20-year-old? But would you be friends with someone who had an abortion? They're like, I could move on past that. I'm like, so you don't think it's actually murder,
right?
Like, it's just fucking insane. Okay, let's see. Melissa saved all of these. So, like, I will be, this is like my first reaction. Let's see. So, I can see where the other side comes from. I was severely bullied growing up from ages 5 to 18. I was this awkward, chubby nerd, and my only friend was my childhood dog, LOL. I trusted no one after all I went through, and really could only open up and bond with animals. I 100% was a person who liked animals more than people and said that often. Then I pursued a career in veterinary medicine. The field has changed my perspective immensely as far as value of life. Despite valuing animals' lives and loving animals endlessly, that's my job after all. I was also a diehard dog mama before I had a baby. And now, while I love my dogs to death, it is different. They are animals. No comparison to humans, LMAO. I will say I've had hard days at work where I'm like, fuck, I hate people because this field is notorious for mistreatment from pet owners. But all this to say, I see both sides, but at the end of the day, I agree with Megan. I think animal people just have a lot of trauma. I don't disagree with that. Someone said, I'm autistic, so this one was tricky for me. Genuinely, I just feel safer with animals than I do with people because I struggle with social cues. That, again, also, it's the declaring, I like animals more than people. There's a burning building. Let the family of six go, but if you don't save that turtle, you deserve jail time. You know? Like, it's
when a hurricane hits and people are like, but what about the pets? And it's like, but what about the human lives?
Yeah, it's when you value those lives more that, and again, you can like your own dog more than Mitch McConnell. I like everybody's dog more than Mitch McConnell, including the dog that attacked me when I was a child. Like, mm-hmm. You know? Someone else said sometimes all we've had was an animal. Again, that's, I don't mean to like sound like insensitive tone wise, but I don't think that the comparison is too like, I think there's anything wrong with people who have had like close bonds with animals or who like really love and care about animals. It's valuing animal life as a universal whole over human life. Oh my God. This is a good one. Someone said, I thought about the, you can excuse racism sound on TikTok. Yeah.
It's from an episode of Community, which is, you can excuse it. Someone says, I can excuse racism, but I draw the line at animal cruelty.
Yeah. And it's like, you can excuse racism? And which leads into this one, which is very apt. I agree on this so hard. Like, why are some of the biggest transphobes and racists I've ever met animal rights activists? Facts. It's very similar to the pro-life, quote unquote, movement because they can't talk. So you advocate for them, unless it's Dr. Doolittle, in which any animal that Kyla Pratt loves, obviously, that's an animal who I value above other animals.
That's your first reference to Dr. Doolittle.
Is someone else Dr. Doolittle? Oh.
There are several Dr. Doolittles. The first one was in like the 50s, this old white man. But
I don't know who that is.
And then we rebooted it with Eddie Murphy. And then didn't Raven also have the abilities as well? Because they were sisters in the movie, Raven and Kyla Pratt.
Weirdly, I think isn't Kyla older than Raven?
In real life, they're the same age, but I think in the movie, Raven is the older sister.
Oh, okay. I don't remember.
Wait, is Kyla even in the? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're sisters. Charisse.
I was about to say, she is.
Maya. No, I know, but I just couldn't remember if they were in the same movie together.
Oh, yeah.
And then you know they also rebooted recently, again, with Robert Downey Jr.
I don't talk about that one. Like, I do genuinely think that rebooting Eddie Murphy movies without Eddie Murphy is kind of like one of the biggest crimes on cinema you could do. Like,
yeah.
It's just, why would you do that?
Yeah.
And I like him.
I do too. So yeah, Raven was supposed to be like the teenage daughter and Kyla was the younger sister. But yeah, I think Raven also had abilities too.
Oh yeah. And I think that was discovered in
one of those.
Yeah. But I don't think the first one. I think it was like Kyla, she's got the abilities and then it was discovered. 35% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's just fucking wrong. Directed by a woman.
Great.
Love to see it. Who also directed John Tucker Must Die.
Love to see it. Times
go, Betty Thomas. She also did Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Squeakquel.
Incredible. Beverly Hills, or Troop Beverly Hills is also a classic. She's worked with Eddie Murphy a few times.
I love that.
I Spy.
Directed an episode of Grace and Frankie.
Just got into the last season. I was like, I finally got to close out this chapter. Charlie's Angels?
That's what I said. The one I haven't
seen. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed it. Can't Hardly Wait, also a classic. The Guess Who that has Bernie Mac and that other dude I won't mention and Zoe Saldana. What a career.
Yeah. Go, Betty.
The Brady Bunch movie, which is also a cult classic.
I don't think I've seen it.
You've seen the memes. Sure, Jan.
Oh, yeah. That's from the movie.
That's from the movie, yeah.
Clarification questions. In terms of preferring to stay at home with your dog versus wrong, that's still fine, or is that also wrong? No, that's not that at all. It's about you have to choose. It is the trolley question. You can save a random animal, not your animal, a random animal, or you can save a family of four. Who are you picking?
Mm-hmm.
It's that. It is the valuing of that life over the other. And like someone else said, like, it's usually predisposed to something else. Someone said, this is so wild because I just read a Reddit, Am I the Asshole post about this, about the guy whose fiance said she didn't want him to, she didn't want to marry him anymore because she asked him a hypothetical, if the house was on fire and you could save my dog or your niece, who he basically views as his little sister and is really close to, who would you save? And he said, his niece. And she was pissed. She was very much a, these dogs are my children and more important than anyone else in my life type of person. She even said that if it was her or the dogs, the fiance was supposed to save the dog. So wild, LOL. Also, as a Target employee, I wish people would stop bringing their untrained dogs who piss and shit on the floor and then make Target employees clean it up. It's disgusting and so unnecessary. I will agree with that. At first, I disagreed with you, but then I remembered those celebrity missions to rescue pets after Hurricane Katrina, which are great. Rescue the pets. But I think there were still people stranded on rooftops at that time. Pisses me off.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which
is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books, so we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like, you know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, this, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me. So then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed as 45 of the must-read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black. And this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which, that sounds so intriguing. And I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait. And we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com, and you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS.
Then mine was, Melissa thinks alpha boot camps make you look beta. It was wrong. 1% said I was wrong. 99% said I was not wrong. Someone said, this is the funniest thing ever. I often see something similar in the gym shark subreddit for one fitness influencer. And then someone else said, Frankie and Joey, two straight men. We don't need an introduction.
We know those men.
We like them.
We're familiar. They can have their microphones. We're not revoking them.
Yes. Talked about it on their podcast, saying how dumb it is, and even suggested that those men should go to therapy. See? Then that's why Frankie and Joey can have their microphones for now.
We can revoke them at any time.
And someone else said, all I want is a list of all the men who signed up for this and people who supported it. Well, they're... maybe wives are on the website, so you can see that there too. I think they're paid actors.
I don't believe it. And then we've got writer number one versus influencers who don't disclose ads. 7% said the writer is wrong. 93% said influencers are wrong. Wonder if anyone wrote in about my extreme double standard. So many people not disclosing ads properly. I do have to say, even if a brand is telling you to not disclose, not to do everything you should be doing in order to disclose, I would hope my favorite influencer would choose their integrity in that situation and not work with that brand. I don't disagree with that whatsoever. I think the issue is that, like, the FTC guidelines change all the time, like, of what they want and what they don't want. And depending on, like, where the brand is located versus, like, where the influencer is located, like, they will have different requirements. So, like, I think that, you know, someone disclosing it in the description and not, like, if they haven't aligned with, like, the, oh, you have to say it in the first 5 seconds of the video, if you can still clearly tell that it's, like, there was a conscious effort there made, I never assume that people are going to try and get out of it if they've already disclosed it. You know what I mean? Like, once you've disclosed it, like, you've done it. But I do think... it's such a fucking liability working with those brands, because also at that point, I'm like, I don't think you're going to pay me because this is not going to hold up. Like, this contract is, I'm not disclosing that I'm doing the work for this. And then I'm supposed to be like, here, I did this work for you, but I haven't disclosed it. So then, like, they still have to pay you, but, like, not really. You know what I mean? So yeah, I just think it's dumb because it basically voids a lot of your contracts. Someone said, I don't think she's got to report all of them. It's just annoying that they don't disclose and we can tell. Someone else said, I agree that it matters who the creator is if the writer should report them.
All right. And then we've got writer number two versus father who wants them to decline inheritance. 4% said the writer is wrong. 96% said the father is wrong. Someone said writer is wrong for signing away her inheritance, which I guess makes her father wrong.
Then we have my wrong of the week. Thank you for using this photo. This is what I wanted you to use. I nominated Sam Doll. 93% said Sam Doll's wrong. 7% said she is not wrong. I have so many questions for those people. Someone said, I saw this on TikTok a while ago and was so glad I didn't follow her anymore. I used to for a while, but she did something else problematic, quote unquote, shocker or asterisk shocker. And thankfully I hadn't seen any more of her. But later after I listened to this app, I was scrolling on TikTok and her ad popped up. I audibly screamed, I blame you for letting the bots in my phone hear her name. So I don't think I said this on the episode, but when all of this shit was going on and, like, everyone was stitching her video and, like, she was keeping it up and she was, like, making response videos and all of that stuff, I don't know if it was her or the company who she was working with started pushing her ads on TikTok and I couldn't see them ever. It was not the same laser hair removal that I have always declined because they want you to lie about it. But I was like, too funny. Someone else said... Someone said, I just have to ask if you saw her choice in wedding shoes. They may be for some, but they are not for me. And aligned with how kindly you worded this, I would also say they are not for me, but bless her heart.
I haven't seen them.
Would you like me to tell you, or are you going to look it up?
I'm going to look it up.
Okay.
Oh.
Everybody's so creative.
Okay.
Okay.
Moving on.
Next, let me see if there's anything else on what anyone said. My first thought after seeing a stitch about this was, I hope Eminem talk about this for Wrong of the Week and you did not let me down. LOL. A couple people said they clicked wrong. As a Canadian, we do not claim her. Okay. Literally, her only reference is that her childhood best friend was a big gay awakening for many lesbians such as myself. But yeah, so I then made a TikTok a couple days ago about, I'm trying to remember how I worded it. But from the time of recording, I posted this on the 23rd of April. So I said,
we're recording this on May 2nd.
Yeah. So the TikTok I posted said, curious how that girl who came on here and slandered Cowboy Carter and called Beyonce lazy hasn't reviewed Tortured Poets Department. Very curious. The amount of Swifties in my comments were being like, the fact that you would call Taylor lazy and all of this. And I'm like, I don't even think any of you know what the video is about. Like, none of you are getting any of this at all. And then there's sort of people being like, how did everyone miss the point? Like, what the, what? And like, they're literally just so reactive to the fact that I'm like, you don't even know what this is about. You just assume that this is negativity towards her or the album or whatever. They're like, why would you pit two women against each other? I'm like, oh my God, reading comprehension is dead. It's dead. It's just reactionary, everything, all the time. And I'm like, deep breath, just read it, understand it, you know?
And then my Wrong of the Week.
I can't.
Wet pants denim. Who was wrong? 96% said piss pants are wrong. 4% said piss pants are not wrong. Someone said, seeing the pictures actually makes me want to crawl out of my skin.
The white one is offensive.
Yes. And then someone else said, I'm only saying not wrong because I think they're so stupidly funny. Please know I do not actually champion piss pants. It reminds me of the I think you should leave calico pants sketch. I haven't seen I think you should leave. It gets referenced to me by two people all the time, Gabe and Allison. And I don't know where to even find this show. Have I tried? No. It feels like white culture to me, and I don't know if I want to be a part of it.
I'm going to tell you right now. I feel that way about there's a couple of shows that fall in that category. And as a white person, that's not my white culture. It is white culture. And I don't want to participate. Like the whole thing of being like being awkward and making other people uncomfortable as comedy. Count me out. Like secondhand embarrassment. No, thank you. I'm good.
Yeah. Someone else said wrong if random male, not wrong if girl boss. Well, it Facts. Is a random male. So
that's the unfortunate part.
Mm-hmm.
But that person is after my own heart because as someone who like proudly holds double standards.
It's Mary, so.
Oh, my God. Great. Bitch, where's this name?
All right, well, that's it for this wonderful episode.
This was such an, like, this episode was so crazy.
Yeah.
I loved it, though.
Me too. All right, so tune in on Monday for Don't Blame Me. It'll be a brand new episode. Then on Tuesday, we've got See You Next Tuesday, where we catch up on information. And then Thursday, we will have But Am I Wrong? Where we judge you to see if you're wrong. That's it.
Woohoo!
Oh, join us on Patreon if you would like to participate in hearing ad-free episodes of Don't Blame Me and But Am I Wrong? Also, if you'd like to join us for a live stream. Where we have a lot of fun.
Yeah. And if you join us for enough live streams, I'll eventually be able to cast you in what TV character I think you would play. You
still haven't posted your second iteration.
I'll write that down. Post podcast TV character.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince.
Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.